Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Hey, Valerie.
Hi.
Are you
Hi,
well? Ryan, yeah, you? Good, good, good. Lollipop ladies.
No, not really lollipop ladies. It's more about how some people think that everybody should walk their children to school, even though they live quite a distance away. For instance, it's just... It was a few years ago now, but I was walking the dog. I was heavily pregnant with my fourth boy, and I had three under four in the car. And the traffic, the two lanes, kind of opposite, the oncoming traffic was stopped.
Yeah.
We were stopped in traffic opposite each other. And this man pulled down the window, and he was in the car by himself. And he started shouting at me that I should walk to school and walk my children to school and not be so lazy.
Mad.
It was my fault as a mother that the traffic was so bad.
Wow, what an angry man.
I know. And he was in the car by himself.
I see
so
where you're going with that, yeah. Yeah.
To walk 4 kilometres, heavily pregnant, with three kids under four.
Wow.
That's fine. That was acceptable. And I was the one causing the problems with the traffic.
Well, I'm just gobsmacked that he had the... I don't know, he had it in his head that it was okay to roll down his window and do this such a thing.
I know.
That's quite mad thing to do. Like
it
he must have had, I'd say he doesn't have any relations with his wife.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think he's a frustrated, angry man. And I'd say he's just simply needs to let off some steam, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, he looked pretty angry, all right. He sounded pretty angry. I mean, all I could do was just roll up the window because I couldn't move anywhere, you know, both traffic was standing still. So I couldn't actually go anywhere.
Oh, this is nothing to do with you. You're okay. You're in the clear here. This is your man's fascinating case study in road traffic psychosis.
I know. There's loads of them out there, and people do feel that it's fine to roll down the window and, you know, shout at you and do whatever they want to do.
Well, this comes back to what the article about parents shouting at the lollipop lady saying, you know, I don't know what they're shouting at her, but they're obviously unhappy, but that they would take it out on her.
I know.
Valerie, you selfish twit, running around with your pregnant self and your kids. Why don't you just walk to school with them all?
I know, right? I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah, you're responsible for the Brazilian rainforest just disappearing.
Totally.
You are personally melting the polar ice caps. It's your fault.
Absolutely, and it's nothing to do with putting water meters in to all these roads that are stopping all the traffic. It's
nothing.
Moms who are not walking their kids to school.
It's selfish mothers like you. I feel like rolling down the window of my studio and roaring at you.
I know. That seems to be fine for people to do that these
days.
Okay,
so. It does seem. It comes back to what I said at the beginning of the programme. People are so quick to anger and so quick to vent.
And
I don't know if that's a new thing. I think people have more outlets to do it. But my God, the default position is shout and scream and rage rather than...
Well, I think there's a huge amount of safety from your own car as well. You need to be very brave when you're in your own car shouting at the window.
Yeah.
Women with young children seems to be an easy thing to do.
Yeah, of course. And not to mention the fact that if your kids are sitting there looking at this red-faced fool shouting at you.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, well, look.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for sharing that with us and enjoy the rest of your walk now.
Thank you so much.
It's not too cold, is it?
No, it's cold. Yeah, it's pretty cold.
Is that why you kept walking even though we were talking?
Yes, sorry, I should have stopped.
You should have stopped.
You know, it's like fighting if I stopped. So.
How many have you got?
Two.
What breed are they? What make are they?
Labrador and a Newfoundland who's young. She's 18 months, so she's quite fancy.
She's going to get quite large, is she?
She already is quite large, yeah. She's very big, all right, yeah. She wants to go on my shoulders.
Oh, God,
so
okay.
She's a big girl.
So do you probably take them for a drive as well, do you, instead of for a walk?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You expect another red-faced, frustrated man to roll his window down when he sees in the car with those big dogs.
Exactly.
Enjoy your walk, Valerie.
Thanks, Ryan.
Bye
so
for
much.
Now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi, Florence.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
How's it all going with you?
Good, good.
So what are we thinking?
My son goes to Ballygarvan National School in Cork.
In Cork, yeah.
Yes, I live in Carrigaline, which is about 7 kilometres away, so there's a lot of parents from my area that would travel to the school. It's a mixed school.
Yeah, and it's that's not walking distance.
No, it's not walking distance. Now, there's a lot of children from the village of Ballygarvan that would walk to school.
Yeah.
But it's a country school, so you have a lot of traffic from the surrounding areas.
Yep, I hear you.
And the parking is just abysmal.
Yeah.
It really, really is. It's very, very dangerous. They park on the footpaths, It's just a country road, so there's just enough room for two cars to pass.
Where are they meant to go, though, the cars? It's not like, I feel sorry. I think everyone's in a predicament here.
Well, there is a one-way system. They have a one-way system in operation where you can drive in and pick up the children.
Oh.
But there is parking in the village. You can park in the village and walk down.
But people want to park in the reception area of the school and drive through the doors and park there if they could. Isn't it? It's all about proximity, trying to get closer, 2 inches closer.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And the teachers have tried, and the principal has sent home numerous letters asking parents to please not park, especially on the footpaths, and it's just completely ignored.
Do you have a lollipop lady / man?
No, we don't. I don't understand. I think you need to have footpaths on the main road or something, and we don't have.
Oh, there's a stipulation. Is there in order to qualify for one?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure, but I think so.
Who pays for the lollipop lady? Is it the school or the state?
I don't know.
Who pays their wages, I wonder?
I don't know.
That's just one of those random questions, isn't it?
Yes.
51552. Who pays the piper? So what would you like to happen, Florence? I mean, we can't invent a car park, so that's not going to happen. Do you want people to just be a bit more thoughtful and maybe park in the village and walk down?
I would like. Or else do like I do. I just go a little bit later and I stay in the line of traffic. There's one-way system. I stay in the line of traffic. I drive in around. I pick up the children and I drive back out. It's like a roundabout system.
Like the airport.
Yes.
You know, you don't. If you stay there for longer than 2.5 minutes, they come and they incinerate your car.
There is... For people that have smaller children, would say there's maybe 10 car parking spaces in the school set down areas for people with smaller children. But it's just the parking is so dangerous. It really is.
Any accidents so far?
I haven't witnessed it, but another mother told me that there was a near miss with a child a couple of weeks ago. I didn't witness it, so I can't verify that.
So you have to be careful, is what you're saying, because it might not be as safe as always. Something might happen. Okay, I hear you. Okay, well, look, thank you so much for that, Florence. You're not the only one, if I may say so.
No, I'd say there's a lot.
There are many. A lot of mums ringing in saying, Japers, what's the story with the, you know, but it, as I say, I feel a bit sorry for schools too, because, you know, it's not their fault that they don't have space.
But the teachers can only do so much as well. To be fair, they are trying to watch the children and make sure that the children are safe.
You know the way that adults are just children with wrinkles? and in that way... I think teachers sometimes have to deal with adults, and sometimes the adults are worse than the kids.
Very much so.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, very much so.
And there's like with kids, there's some of them are unruly, some of them are mean, some of them are great crack. You know, it depends on the... We're just kids with wrinkles.
Yes.
That's all we are.
They're just older kids.
That's what we are. And we have, you know, I always thought we get to a point in our lives where we're coming, so that's how it all works. And we'll go to the grave learning, Florence.
I think so, Ryan.
Lovely to talk to you.
All right, you too.
Okay,
thanks, Ryan.
Take care for now.
Day.
And you too. Bye for now.